ISE 3. Task 1.
For a long time, scientists have agreed that dolphins have a complicated form of communication, which some people regard as language. Their language consists of various noises, including whistles and clicks, and also involves body language, that is, physical movements that convey meaning. What many scientists are now interested in is whether dolphins have a culture. The answer depends partly on how culture is defined. Culture is generally seen as shared behaviours which are transmitted across generations. To be regarded as cultural behaviours, they need to be taught or socially transmitted. Bottlenose dolphins are often seen imitating other members of their group, suggesting that some social learning does take place. Recently, there has been some excitement about a particular behaviour among a group of dolphins in Australia. One way for dolphins to find food is to forage on the seabed. That is, they use their noses to dig up fish hiding under the sand. But this can be quite uncomfortable for the dolphins because it hurts their noses. Some Australian dolphins were observed carefully selecting pieces of sponge which fitted onto their noses. They used the sponge to protect their nose when they were foraging. This is known as sponging. Sponging is practiced mainly by female dolphins, and the daughters of those sponging dolphins are often also spongers. Scientists therefore believe that they have taught their daughters how to use sponges. Unfortunately, due to the fact that dolphins spend so much time deep underwater, it is difficult to actually observe this teaching going on. Other behaviours that suggest that dolphins might learn from each other by watching and copying are the various ways in which they play. One particular game involves blowing a ring of bubbles and swimming through it. Dolphins who are cared for by humans seem to learn new games very quickly, and it seems most likely that they learn the new games through imitating one another. So games provide more evidence of the social transmission of behaviour. These examples of socially transmitted behaviour support the idea that dolphins do indeed have some kind of culture. For a long time, scientists have agreed that dolphins have a complicated form of communication, which some people regard as language. Their language consists of various noises, including whistles and clicks, and also involves body language, that is, physical movements that convey meaning. What many scientists are now interested in is whether dolphins have a culture. The answer depends partly on how culture is defined. Culture is generally seen as shared behaviours which are transmitted across generations. To be regarded as cultural behaviours, they need to be taught or socially transmitted. Bottlenose dolphins are often seen imitating other members of their group, suggesting that some social learning does take place. Recently, there has been some excitement about a particular behaviour among a group of dolphins in Australia. One way for dolphins to find food is to forage on the seabed. That is, they use their noses to dig up fish hiding under the sand. But this can be quite uncomfortable for the dolphins because it hurts their noses. Some Australian dolphins were observed carefully selecting pieces of sponge which fitted onto their noses. They used the sponge to protect their nose when they were foraging. This is known as sponging. Sponging is practiced mainly by female dolphins, and the daughters of those sponging dolphins are often also spongers. Scientists therefore believe that they have taught their daughters how to use sponges. Unfortunately, due to the fact that dolphins spend so much time deep underwater, it is difficult to actually observe this teaching going on. Other behaviours that suggest that dolphins might learn from each other by watching and copying are the various ways in which they play. One particular game involves blowing a ring of bubbles and swimming through it. Dolphins who are cared for by humans seem to learn new games very quickly, and it seems most likely that they learn the new games through imitating one another. So games provide more evidence of the social transmission of behavior. These examples of socially transmitted behavior support the idea that dolphins do indeed have some kind of culture.